Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's the vibe, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Running Off the Screen, presented by Raptors Republic. I'm the man they call Mac. We are a week removed from the NBA schedule release, and our Toronto Raptors are thankfully scheduled back in Toronto. This is the season we reestablish ourselves as the best fan base in the NBA, and also a season where we see Kyle Lowry settle into the visitor locker room of the Scotiabank Arena for the first time in about a decade. A moment that will no doubt be extremely emotional. Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, the most accomplished player in franchise history returns. I'm not sure how the algorithm works, but I wish the schedule makers put the Heat game versus the Raptors as the home opener. You know, having Lowry begin the season in Toronto, even as a visitor, would make a great story and would be a nice sign of respect, knowing that he played an entire season away from home. And also seeing him match up against his protege Fred to kind of solidify the changing of the guard would have been a great opening week headline. Another important date on the schedule is Sunday, November 7th, 2021, where the mighty Brooklyn Nets enter Toronto to give our team the toughest test at that point of the season, obviously. And then we face LeBron and the Lakers in March, twice in March, actually. And at home, March 18th in 2022. I'm sure by that time of the season, the Lakers would have already dipped into the buyout market, and it's going to be interesting to see what product they have on the floor. Now, looking at the schedule, I don't really see an easy five-game stretch for the Raptors. I was hoping to see maybe a stretch of Houston, Orlando, OKC, Minnesota, San Antonio, and Sacramento, that kind of thing, but it is what it is. Our longest homestand is seven games. It stretches from late November to mid-December, where we face the Boston Celtics, Memphis Grizzlies, Milwaukee Bucks, Washington Wizards, OKC Thunder, New York Knicks, and then the Sacramento Kings. Our longest road trip is six games, and it happens twice. The first stretch was from mid-November to late November, where we face Portland, Utah, Sacramento, Golden State, Memphis, and then Indiana. And then our second six-game stint on the road is early March to mid-March, where we face Cleveland, San Antonio, Phoenix, Denver, then the Lakers, Clippers to end it off. But going back to the beginning of the season, and the beginning of the schedule, I guess, for our Raptors, I would like to do an early breakdown of the first three games by individual matchups and then predict our record. On October 20th, the first game of the season, it's up against the revamped Washington Wizards. The Wizards will come into the year with a more balanced attack than last season. At least that's how it looks on paper. A dynamic backcourt and bench pieces who have been proven scorers in the league when given an opportunity would be a great first test for our team. Using ESPN's NBA depth charts for reference, let me line up the rotations in a head-to-head positional battle and just try to forecast the results. First, matchup is Fred VanVleet versus Spencer Dinwiddie. In my eyes, I see these two canceling each other out. Last time Dinwiddie was on the court for over 60 games in, I think, in the 2019-2020 season, he was able to be a consistent 20-point scorer. Fred VanVleet is more than capable as a defender, but I can see these two putting up a similar production and impact in this particular game. Gary Trent Jr. versus Bradley Beal. I'm giving the nod to Beal in this matchup for obvious reasons. He can score with the best of them. He will be a handful, especially having fresh legs in the first game of the season. OG Anunoby versus Kyle Kuzma. ESPN has Kyle Kuzma starting at small forward, but I can see them putting Caldwell Pope in the starting lineup instead, giving Kuzma a chance to be the focal point of the offense for the second unit. But either way, no matter who starts at that spot, I think OG wins this battle. I saw a short clip the other day of OG working on dribbling, and his handle looked cleaner, tight, and more fluid than it did in the past. I know anyone can look great in a 20-second clip, but it is still encouraging to see. If he can get that handle to a respectable level, he can be a borderline all-star. Being able to break down a defender off the dribble with his size, strength, and athleticism will make him very scary. Next matchup is Barnes versus Rui Hachimura. They have Pascal starting here, but we know he's hurt, so second in line is Scotty Barnes. I can see Nick Nurse possibly starting Boucher in the starting lineup here for at least this game. I think Rui is underrated and will have a great season. This matchup is tough to call because on one end, Barnes is a rookie without any NBA experience. But on the other end, we know how much Barnes can feed off the energy of the home crowd and put out a great performance filling out the stat sheet. I'll give the edge to Barnes in this matchup. Rui will probably put up more points, but as far as overall game and impacting the game, making winning plays, I give the edge to Barnes. Next matchup we have is Birch versus Montrezl Harrell. They have Harrell starting, but I'm guessing Thomas Bryant would be in this spot if healthy. I remember in a game a couple years ago, Orlando versus Clippers, Kem Birch was guarding Harrell, and Harrell bullied his way to the basket, knocking Birch down and then scoring the layup. And then he stepped over him like Iverson did over Lou. I don't want that image to cloud my decision, and I'm trying to be unbiased, but I'll still give the slight edge to Harrell in this matchup. As far as the benches go, I can see a bench of Flynn, possibly Dragic, maybe Yuta, Boucher, and Achiuwa outworking and just out-defending a team of Aaron Holiday, KCP, Avdija, or Kispert, Bertans, and Gafford. So I'll give that to the Raptors. The score tally in this matchup, we're looking at, it's 3 to Toronto, 2 to Washington, and 1 tie. So if we're going off of this, Toronto wins this game. They're going 1-0. Game 2 is February 22nd in Boston versus the Celtics. Matchup 1, we have Fred VanVleet versus Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder has a lot to prove after turning down that big contract and having it just backfire. But Fred also has a lot to prove this. This is his first season without his mentor, Kyle Lowry, by his side. I will give this matchup to Fred. I think the continuity will play a factor in a game where we probably will see a chess match. Gary Trent Jr. versus Marcus Smart. Smart's IQ on the defensive end is elite. Generally, you would see Smart guarding Fred, giving Gary an opening for lighting up the scoreboard, having a productive game, but to keep it matchup based, focusing on just the shooting guard position, Marcus Smart wins this matchup. Not by much, but he does impact the game in so many ways, it's just tough to ignore. We have OG versus Jaylen Brown. The type of player Jaylen Brown has become on the offensive end these past two seasons is kind of what Raptors fans hope OG will blossom into. With that said, I will give this matchup to Jaylen Brown. This is a Raptors focused channel, so I don't want to go deep into the analytics on these opposing players. Long story short, Jaylen Brown is a better overall player at the moment. We have Scottie Barnes versus Jason Tatum. This is probably Barnes' welcome to the NBA moment. Tatum takes this matchup. I really hope I'm wrong. Barnes shuts him down and makes a name for himself early on. I hope that happens. Actually, I hope I'm wrong about all these matchups not going the Raptors' way. But even so, I need to do my best to be realistic. Birch versus Horford. Horford is back in Boston, and the little time he played in OKC last season, I think it was 28 games, he proved he can still produce. He should be in a new system in Boston from what he was accustomed to, but I still give him the edge in this matchup versus Kem Birch. With the benches, this is very close race, but my gut is saying the Raptors will slightly take this one, especially if Dragic is still around and he's locked in and playing his heart out to up his trade value. We're not entirely sure he will be here by then, but we shall know by maybe early October. But at this moment, we will assume he will be here, and this gives the Raptors bench the win. As far as the score totals go, the matchup wise, I guess Toronto has two matchup wins. Boston has four. That's a loss for the Raptors. We start the season 1-1. Third game of the season will be Saturday, October 23rd. Back in Toronto versus the Dallas Mavericks. First matchup here, we got Fred VanVleet versus Luka Doncic. Nick Nurse will draw up defensive schemes to slow down Luka. However, there's not many head-to-head matchups in the NBA I would pick over Luka, right? So therefore, I will hand Luka the victory here. Gary Trent Jr. versus Tim Hardaway Jr. The battle of the juniors. This is where our wings will go off on the offensive end. I'm looking for Gary Trent to eclipse the 25-point mark in this game. For that reason, I'm giving this one to Gary Trent Jr. Like I just said, in the OG Anunoby versus Finney Smith matchup, our wings will go off. OG Anunoby should display a full array of offensive skills he developed over the offseason. Finney Smith is a good role player, but OG takes the matchup 10 times out of 10. Barnes versus Porzingis. When locked in, Porzingis is a tough cover. I don't think Barnes faced a player like Porzingis before. Like, it should be a great learning opportunity for the rookie. I'll say Porzingis wins this matchup though. We have Kem Birch versus Dwight Powell, the Canadian bigs matchup. They have had a similar impact on the court for their respective teams, at least prior to Birch coming to Toronto. Now with the Raptors, Kem Birch's game has opened up and they showcased his strengths, and his supposed weaknesses, like three-point shooting, have shown promising development. This is why I take Birch in this matchup. Comparing the benches, I've never been a fan of Dallas's roster structure and cap management, so I don't see their bench outperforming the Raptors bench, so that's an easy win for us there. Raptors win 4-2 as far as matchups go, leaving us with a 2-1 record. Pretty solid start. obviously, we hope they go undefeated in these games. Man, it was really tough to be neutral when breaking down these games. But yeah, please let me know what you thought. Do these seem accurate? What would you change? And I just hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you again next week. And please remember to like, subscribe, and raise the vibe. Peace.